It is now time for Expanding Awareness, in which I'd conduct interviews regarding holistic health. With me online from Texas is Dr. Crane. He's maintained one of the largest, best-known stress reduction, health maintenance, anti-aging centers in the nation. He's seen hundreds of people each week. He pioneered health radio in the 1950s and taught wellness education and personal improvement seminars. He has published, edited a health tabloid, and authored numerous scientific papers and many health and growth-related books. He was widely recognized as an authority in health restoration and disease prevention. And what we are going to talk about is a process called alpha biotics and left-right brain hemispheres and such, and how to balance that. Good morning.
Good morning, Victor.
All right, let's begin kind of from the top. Let's say there's a person out there who does not know the left from the right.
Victor, a good way to start, you know, when someone says, well, what do you do?
What do you do?
Well, you know how stressed out and tense people are today. Well, I use a proven hands-on process and it enables people to master stress, be stronger, less tense, balanced, and interdirected. And it's called alphabiotics, and I've helped people in this way for a long, long time. It all comes down to stress and how we deal with it. And the problem is that when the wisdom of the body perceived danger, we lock into our dominant hemisphere. Most people lock into the left hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a stress response. We then slip into a mid-level of brain function, which is focusing energy out ready for fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
That's appropriate if there's something with high emotional content or pain. It's not appropriate to stay in that state for a long time. The problem is, because of just the pervasive, ongoing, low-level stress of our time, not just emotional, but physical, chemical, and emotional, it's rare to find an adult that's not almost permanently locked in their dominant hemisphere. Studies show that 85% of the people are left hemisphere dominant and only about 15% right hemisphere dominant. But that's the predicament of humankind. What we do in alphabiotics, and we've moved beyond treating symptoms, what we do is help people come out of that stress state and come into whole brain function. And I think that's the we're moving into the emerging human being, rather than ancient people were primarily right brain dominant, and then civilization caused everybody to shift into left hemisphere. And now I think we're moving a notch up to whole brain function.
All right, now, can you paint us a picture of what happens in the brain during stress? Do we know what happens? Are there chemical changes?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that, and what happens physiologically throughout the body in a deep stress state?
Well, there are over 100 major physiological responses that immediately take place. Everything's geared for battle. We lock into our dominant hemisphere, slip into a mid-level of brain function called the limbic system. We now know there's 7 levels of brain function, pre-amphibian, amphibian, pre-reptilian, reptilian, pre-mammalian, mammalian, human. We slip out of the human level down into this 4th level. It's called the reticular level of brain function. And not only do we do that, we lock into a specific area in that part of the brain. It's called the locus coeruleus. A study done by a 2-time Nobel Prize laureate, Alexis Carrel, back in 1936, he proved that the average person's self-talk, 95% of it, was negative. He didn't know why. His original study was duplicated all over the world in universities, and that held pretty well true. Nobody knew why until about 15 years ago. And it was discovered then that we lock into that area in the reticular level of brain function called the locus coeruleus. And that's the area in the brain that has to do with survival and fight or flight, and also has to do with all the negative no's and don'ts and can'ts that children got before they were 5. We hear the average child hears no, don't, and can't 25 times more often than they hear yes to and wonderful. And so the problem is, the recent studies show that the average person's thinking a negative thought every 3 minutes. That's over 300 negative thoughts a day. The problem with that is, if you think bad thoughts about somebody else, it doesn't hurt them, but it's like shooting at them with a gun, except you shoot through your head first. You miss them, and every cell in your body hears it. So, wonderful researcher Candace Pert has proven that there's consciousness in every cell. And in fact, every cell has an awareness enough to be a cell. So there's literally brain function in every part of the body. And so when we're in a stress state, see, a primitive hunter meet a wild beast, and you don't stand up straight to deal with the beast. You got to run away or fight and win or play dead.